Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 10, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, a child that's 9 years old and one day, Shebal Yivim, that has intimacy with his Yevama, his deceased brother's widow, Yachakach Bo Le'achiv, Shu Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, and then his twin brother, who is also 9 years and one day, also had intimacy with the Yevama. Pasal Al Yodai, the second one disqualifies the Yavama, the widow, for marrying his first brother, the one that did it first, because the intimacy of a 9-year-old is similar to Mamar. Mamar, again, is when a fellow puts a ring on the finger of a Yavama and says, Arayam Bekutashasli. And Mamar, Achar Mamar, we saw earlier on in the fifth Perek, works and it invalidates the first one from being able to do Yibam because of the Mamar of the second brother. Rabbi Shimon Amar Leipas, Rabbi Shimon says it's not true. The Gemara explains, very logical, that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is, he holds that when a 9-year-old has intimacy with a Yavama, so in Halacha, we're not sure if he acquires her or not. It's a suffix, it's a doubt. So now, regardless of what he says, if the first one's intimacy was Yibum and it actually worked, so then his second brother is nothing. And if it didn't work, so then the second one's is nothing either. So it comes out that the second brother's Bia with the Yavama does not prohibit his first brother from doing Yibum to the Yavama. See another Mishnah. Mishnah Ches Mishnah 8. Says the Mishnah. Bin Teisha Shan V'Yamechad Shebal Yivimtai. Similar case of a 9-year-old boy had intimacy with the Yavama, his deceased brother's wife, the widow. Yachakach Baal Tzarasa. And then he also cohabitated with her co-wife. Pasal Ayudayatmai, says the Mishnah, he disqualifies both of them for himself because the halacha is that the intimacy of a 9-year-old does not fully acquire her, if she doesn't become his wife 100%. It's like mamar of a gadol. It's like somebody who is an adult who puts a ring on the finger of a yavama and says a ram kudeshasi. And we saw previously, all the way back in the fifth parak again, that if one did mamar to one of the yavamas and then did mamar on the second one, then both of them need a get and they need chalitza. So the same thing would apply as well to this 9-year-old. Rabbi Shimon Omer Leipas. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't disqualify it, it doesn't invalidate it. Because again, Rabbi Shimon, as we saw previously in the first mission, Rabbi Shimon holds that the intimacy of a 9-year-old is a suffix. If we're not sure if it's kind of, if it acquires, and if not. So if it does, he already acquired the first one. And if so, the second intimacy with the second one is nothing. And if the first one doesn't acquire, so the second one doesn't either. Therefore, he can keep the first one. But the second one, he can't. Because maybe he already acquired the first one and she's his wife. And if so, it's prohibited for him to marry the tzara, the co-wife. Concludes the Mishnah. A 9-year-old that intimacy cohabitated with his deceased brother's wife, and then he died. And now there's a third brother as well. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is that the third brother does chalitza and not yibum, because since the intimacy, the cohabitation of a 9-year-old is like mamar, comes out that she didn't fully leave the zika, the yavam, the connection of the yibum of her original husband. Now, when the 9-year-old has intimacy with her, so to him there's also some kind of connection. And if so, the halacha is that there's a connection both to her deceased husband and to her this young boy. And because of that, the halacha is that the third one can only do chalitza and cannot do yibum. If let's say a 9-year-old married a woman and he died without children, there's no chalitza and there's no yibum because the marriage of a 9-year-old is not considered anything whatsoever. It's just by yibum that the rabbis instituted that maybe his mama is something, maybe his bia is something, but in a regular marriage it means absolutely nothing. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.